We continue this year in Sikhai Sadan. Rabbeinu Zal sings, we are now on paragraph Huf Zayin, 27. It would be advisable to read the couple of paragraphs before Shir to get an understanding of what the Shir is about. Rabbeinu Zal says very briefly, simply, that though it is advantageous for a person and very much desirable for a person to serve Hashem with alacrity, with speed, and with fervor, with feeling, as quickly as possible to perform mitzvahs, and to learn as much Torah in as little time as possible, to cover as much ground as possible in Kedusha, daven, learn, do things at a fast pace, because then he can cover so much more ground. Still, a person doing that should not become confused or frightened. He learns in his forum, it's one written by the great tzaddikim, about the duty of a Jew in serving Hashem. Some of the Sifrei Musa write that a person must spend so much time during the day in the study of Torah, in davening, and it seems that it's impossible. There are certain rules given that seem impossible for a person to perform physically, or at least for the vast majority to perform. So a person sometimes feels that either he might as well give up hope not to begin serving Hashem in this manner, or he tries to do things too quickly and without care, too haphazardly. Result is that he loses more than he gains. Basically, this is the comparable to a case where a person is in a home and a fire breaks out, Chas V'Shalom. He rushes to save, to salvage whatever he can. Because he is in such a hurry, he salvages those things that are least important. He cannot think quickly enough to take out things of vital importance, things that are priceless. And later on, of course, he regrets this. So too, a person must think carefully to meditate about how to serve Hashem, what he's supposed to do. After all, he has a certain amount of time that must be devoted to business, to work, providing for his family, to his physical life. He has a limited time to devote to learning Torah, to davening, mitzvos. So he should very carefully allot the proper amount of time, each type of mitzvah. Think about it carefully, that you don't do things out of proportion. A person doing this will find that gradually he will see he has more time to devote to those things that are more important. He can borrow time or take away time from those, take away a few minutes from sitting and talking about things that are unimportant, take away some minutes from just wasting time. A lot of time is wasted in a person's life. He can find that if he searches, seeks out time during the day, he can find a lot of these precious minutes, let alone hours even, where he could use this time for a much better cause. So it's simply a case of guarding one's time. We mentioned many times before that if a person is asked, everything, of course, every compound is made up of ingredients. A person is asked, what is the item called life made of? What is the ingredient that makes up the word life? But the answer is one word. Life is made up of time. Because a person lives, a person's life amounts to so many days, so many years, so many hours and minutes. And therefore, a person wastes 1 minute. He is wasting not just a minute, but he's wasting a certain portion of life. He is, by killing time, he is actually killing life. What is the difference whether a person kills an hour or kills a man who has 1 hour to live? It's the same life that he's killing. He's killing it for the beginning of time or for the end of a person's life. And therefore, a person should appraise value of life in his true perspective, which means time, and see to it that his life is spent in a profitable manner. Profitable meaning that where it brings dividends forever afterwards.